Blog Talk Radio.
Some shit with y'all is hilarious. What up, guys? It's Armand, and we are back with another video. Yes. I'm laughing at you guys because before I started this stream, I had another stream. Some shit did shut off. And somebody wrote in the comments, look, some shit shut off. But listen, if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. Some shit might shut down. Some shit might shut off. Some shit might stop working. But we're going to get through the show eventually. I mean, if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello, okay? Now, we are here, and I just kind of wanted to do this video again today because I needed to redeem myself from yesterday's shenanigans, okay? Yesterday's video wasn't that great. But I don't know, I was out of it for whatever reason, but we're here today. I'm ready to talk and I have a much clearer understanding on, what it is that's actually going on. So yesterday you guys got me. I didn't watch the full 43 minutes of that, video, but When I got off of the chat yesterday, I watched the video. I want to make sure you guys could see me because I'm not seeing anybody here. I don't know if people are not getting their notifications or... Can you guys see me in the chat? I'm not sure if it's working. Is the chat working? Let me know if you guys are in here. All right, maybe I'll have to end the stream one more time. Because it's not... Can you guys see me? I'm not really sure what's going on. This video just does not want to come out. All right. What up, guys? It's Armand, and we are back with another video. I can't tell you how many times I've tried to do this live stream, okay? So we're just going to go through it. If you guys are in here, let me know you guys are here, and welcome, because it's time to move on. All right, so you know how this thing goes. Some shit might shut down, some shit might stop working. We're going to get through it. Welcome to the new people. Hello, how you doing? All right. So I want to tell you guys, listen, we talked about this yesterday. It really wasn't my best commentary on it. I was a little out of it yesterday. It was a lot going on. So I apologize. Now, I want to come back today and give you a much more thought out opinion on what I feel is going on. Now, although I feel like it's still going to be an unpopular opinion, hopefully you guys will understand my point about the situation now. So yesterday, I didn't watch the full 43-minute video. I watched a little bit of the beginning. I watched where they were talking about the men, and that was pretty much it. So after that, though, I watched the full video after I went and did the live show. And you guys were like tearing me apart, saying like, do the research, because Tati is not a hater. And I was like, okay, you know what? You're right. Let me go and do the full on, watched as much of the video that I could as possible. So that's what I did. And I still feel the same way. Do I feel like Tati is a hater per se? I don't think she's a hater in that sense to where she doesn't want him to be successful. I do believe, however, she is a little envious of his success. Now, what I don't really like about Tati is I feel like she's playing the game. She's playing the YouTube game. She's playing the manipulation game. At the core of this whole situation, what this whole situation tells me is two things. Nothing in life is ever free, and there are literally no friends on YouTube. That's what this James Charles Tati situation, Tati Westbrook situation tells me. Now, if we take it from the beginning, let's take the beginning of her video, why I say that she's a manipulator. She knew exactly what she was doing. She edited this whole video up in the beginning to paint this picture of, you know, how she was there for him and how she got him started with makeup. And, you know, she was the support system. She made sure that he didn't get messed over with any contract. She actually helped him get money. So she gave us that backstory, which is true, which is all good and well. And, you know, that's a great thing. He wouldn't be who he is without her today, which we recognize that. We acknowledge that. We respect that. However, the issue I have, and she also did it for free. But the issue that I have is she should have got her money. She should have made sure he paid her. And then James Charles's parents should have made sure that it was somewhere written in a contract that if they're going to do work together, that she needs to be paid, because in the end, people are going to want something from you. Nothing in this world, nothing is free, you guys. Nothing is free. James Charles was 17 years old at the time. He's 19 years old. I want to put that into perspective as well. The kid is 19 years old. Now, she looks anywhere from her upper 30s to early 40s. Okay. What I don't really like about this situation is how she is coming at him and exposing him as if he is one of her direct peers in age. This is a kid. And she is putting it out there like her best friend betrayed her. Well, in the video, her husband even said, you know, you're not best friends with a kid. That's what she said her husband would tell her. Like, he's 17. You're not BFFs with a 17-year-old. Like, that's what I needed her to understand. But she's handling him as if he's a grown man when he's not even 20, 21. 25, he's going to continue to change. She's saying that because now James has money and a successful career and power, he's changing. Well, you know what? That may be true. People are going to change a little bit. when they come into money and power. Now, if you don't know exactly what's going on, I'm going to do a brief synopsis to catch you up, okay? James Charles up here is the makeup artist. I mean, is a YouTuber, and so is Tati, okay? Tati Westbrook, she is the one who, you know, started James, got him on, you know, into his career, okay? They've been BFFs, YouTube friends for the last 2 years. James goes to Coachella in April, and he promotes Sugar Bear Hair's sleep vitamins, okay? Now, she has her own vitamins line at Halo Beauty, okay? She didn't want James to promote Sugar Bear Hair's vitamins. She said it would hurt her. It would, you know, she just wouldn't be happy. James goes to Coachella. He promotes it. He posts it on Instagram and said, and lets her know, you know, he just promoted their brand, but it's no big deal. He said that he did it because he didn't have security. And this company gave him security for the weekend. All he had to do was promote their vitamins. Well, the thing is, James is saying that he didn't get paid, which I don't believe that. I believe Sister got paid because he was under contract to have it up there for 24 hours. If you're under contract like that, that's not just security involved. You got paid. However, I don't feel like he wanted to tell her that he was getting paid because she would have made him feel guilty about promoting it. And this is why, okay, and this is why I feel like James should have paid her in the beginning of his career, because she feels like she has him, in my opinion, by the balls. Like, don't promote them because it's going to hurt my feelings if you promote another brand. Well, she only feels that way because she feels like she built his career and she didn't take any money from him. So the least he could do is not promote another brand that is direct competition. On top of the fact, she's a little salty that James has never promoted her line. And she's never been on his channel unless it was beneficial for him. This is things that she said in the video. Now, she also said that she wouldn't pay $100,000 to promote her line. She says she's never paid for PR. She's never paid for a promotion like for YouTubers or Instagram posts. She wouldn't do it that way. She says her stuff is selling like hotcakes. She doesn't need to promote her brand like that. So my issue with that then goes into, then why are you upset if he promotes another brand? If that's not even the way that you market your brand. Oh, because you want James Charles to promote your Halo Beauty vitamins for the free. She wants him to promote for free. And James Charles is kind of like, girl, I'm not promoting nothing for free. And he might not really like the product. You know, just because you're friends does not mean he has to necessarily promote your product. Now, do I think he should have shouted her out? Yeah, he didn't pay her. So he definitely should have shouted her out. He definitely should have gave her something so she could just be quiet. Because now what she's doing is she has literally started a smear campaign on James Charles. And it was a very calculated, strategic smear campaign. And that's why I don't feel bad for her. That's why I'm not kind of jumping on the James Charles hate train. Although he could have been wrong, the way that she went about it was very nasty. And I don't think James Charles was nowhere near prepared for something like that, just because he didn't even have enough experience under his belt in age. This is a lady who has started businesses, understands marketing, understands strategy, understands negotiating deals. She knew what she was doing once she went on Instagram and posted the first video crying after James had promoted Sugar Bear Hair Vitamins. Excuse me. She knows exactly what she was doing when she went up there and cried. So she started this whole victim thing a little bit. And I understand. My whole thing is, if it was your real friend, you never would have took it to social media. You never would have took that to social media at all. Then she goes and does, she compiles all these things of when she helped James in this 43-minute expose video. Which, again, lets me know she was never his friend, and she was always prepared to build an exposed video on him had he ever crossed her in her mind. Because she was saying things, and, well, before I go there, her reasoning for even doing the exposed video was kind of like, what? She really was mad because Gabriel Zamora, which is another makeup YouTuber, beauty YouTuber, he jumped in it and he made some commentary on, you know, her Instagram post. So when he commented on it, she felt like James had been talking to him about it, saying that she's loving the drama because it's good for business. It's helping the sales. So she felt like because James may or may not have been talking to Gabriel Zamora about the situation, she was going to now come and make a video on it. But it sounds like you were mad at Gabriel Zamora and you took that out on James. I don't like that either. If you're mad at James, you need to call James. Don't let another YouTuber with their opinion force you to go build a video exposing James. And this was supposed to be your friend. No, this is not her friend. And she also said that James was going to drama channels telling his side of the story. So then she went to drama channels to go tell her side of the story and talk about things that she couldn't necessarily talk about on her channel. Now, that's another problem for me. Because if I'm looking on YouTube and I'm seeing these different drama channels, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm seeing a lot more drama channels in favor of her than James Charles. So I don't feel like James Charles even went to go to any drama channels. I think that she wanted to go to a drama channel, so she needed an excuse as to why she went to these drama channels, because she was giving them other receipts. She built a whole smear campaign. She knew what she was doing. She was very strategic in building this video. This lady is trying to end James Charles' career because he promoted another brand. And he has not promoted her. And he hasn't given her any money. And she's a little bit envious of his success because she feels as though he should be there for her whenever she calls, because she's contributed to the success of his career. However, he's so booked and busy, he doesn't have time to sit and talk to you. He's not at your every beck and call. He doesn't owe you anything. I don't like that. I don't like that that's the energy that I feel. And I don't like how because James Charles's mother is going around defending him, listen, I don't like how the mom, because she's defending him, the lady goes and tells in the video, oh, well, you know, when James's parents came over to my house, he just talked so vulgar in front of his parents, saying cock and dick and sucking dick. My whole thing is, what does that have to do with anything? That has nothing to do with why you're really upset. everything that you and James talked about in private as far as him and guys and his family life, and that has nothing to do with why you're upset. And if that's your friend, why are you putting that stuff out? That's never your friend. She even said in the video, because I see people saying that, oh, James is white privilege. James is, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how you don't have to like James Charles. And I'm not saying what he did was right. I'm saying the malicious intent that she has behind this video, she's not just a victim herself. She's not just doing this because her feelings are hurt. This is a strategy behind this thing. Like, I'm talking like take away beauty influencer and let's just get down to the nitty gritty, because I'm not in the beauty world. You know, that's not my thing. I like James Charles because he's entertaining, but you know, the beauty shit is not really my thing. I'm just talking about as a person, she is being very strategic in what she's doing and trying to tarnish this man's career. And all because she feels as though he's got millions of dollars and he's changed. At the end of the day, you're over like a 40-year-old woman. This boy is 19 years old. I don't care what anybody says. This dude is 19 years old. When you were 19, I know when I was 19, I wasn't the most considerate person. I wasn't the most, then don't slap access and money and power onto me. You know, when you're 19, you're not perfect. The kid is not even 21 and he has access to the whole world. Like, yes, he's going to feel himself a little bit, but he's worked himself to that point. This is a cutthroat. This is a dog eat dog world. The beauty industry, YouTube industry is very cutthroat. And at the end of the day, if he has to, you know, do a little strategy and it's getting him paid, if somebody's offering to pay him, which I think they did, he's saying that they didn't, but I think they did. If he's offering to get paid to promote another business, like, I mean, you can't be mad at somebody for, you know, getting their bag. I don't like the fact that she's trying to throw his parents involved. Like, oh, he's talked about cock and dick in front of his parents. And then she says that one time he was talking so sexual I think it was at like a lunch or a party that she had, and he was saying all kind of sexual things in front of all her friends, and then she had to go and call her friends the next day and apologize on his behalf. Well, if that is the case, don't wait until you get mad to go and tell me that I did something wrong at your house, and then you have to go call and apologize on my behalf. Well, when were you going to let me know this? Oh, you put it in a video for 25 million people to see. She was never really a friend. That's strategy. I don't know. I just felt like this is that YouTube game, okay? Because even in the video, which I understand, and she should, because I would do the same thing too, she's promoting her, she's using James to promote her hairline. I mean, her vitamins. Hold on. Somebody said he backstabbed and hurt the woman who helped him because who he is. She negotiated contracts for him. She offered to sponsor videos, etc. Also, it's her house. He needs to respect her space. I definitely agree. I definitely 100% agree. But my thing is, why is it considered backstabbing? Because she didn't promote him. See, my thing is this. Don't help me. I would not take anything for free. He used her. She loved him and tried to help him, and his mother helped. The vitamins was the breaking point, not the main point. All of it was James is a trash human. You know what? I don't think that we can say that he's a trash human because he's not even 21 years old. I'm sure we've all been trash humans at 19. I know I was. I can't do that, y'all. I can't do that. I can't sit here and make it seem like he's a trash human. Really, what's trash is that this 35 or 40-year-old grown adult married woman, I'm not sure if she has kids or not, is really stooping this low. She should know. As a kid, if you give him access to millions of dollars, of course he's going to change a little bit. course you're going to have to kind of humble him a little bit. But as a friend, you humble him behind the scenes. You don't go make an expose video and then putting sexual predator tag on the boy. Now what she's done is gotten people across the world are throwing this boy's Morphe palette away. They're trying to convince Morphe to stop working with him. Now, the leader, the owner of Morphe, they're good friends with James Charles. And they may know, they may see the game that's being played by Tati, but they probably are going to be forced by the court of public opinion and the hand of the public to release James from, you know, being part of the Morphe. Like, they're probably going to have to cut ties with James Charles, and not because they want to, but because the public is dragging it right now. And there's a lot of people that, you know, I think could be a little envious of James Charles. I mean, he's in 2 years, he's become the biggest beauty influencer. Breaking, you know, just doing crazy numbers. Yeah, people might feel a way towards that. Not to mention, he claims every straight man is gay and forces himself on them. That's disgusting. Yes, that is disgusting. That, but I don't feel like that he's a predator. I feel like he's young with money. And again, like I said yesterday, this is a remedy that's worked for him. Some straight men, you know, have came on to him. So that's probably why he's, you know, involved. It's not just his fault. Trust me. These straight men are giving him some type of attention too. Okay, but I still feel like at the end of the day, the way that Tati handled this whole situation was very classless. It was very calculated. It was very nasty. Because ultimately, in her mind, it was like, I helped build your career, and I'm going to take your career down. And let's be real, she's a millionaire too, and she has a huge platform too, but I didn't know about her until she got into it with James Charles. I don't even follow the beauty stuff. I just like James Charles. Like, I just think he's entertaining. I think he's talented. You know, it's intriguing. I like her videos. I like her stuff. But I do think he could have promoted her a little bit better. I do think he could have just shouted her out. You know, he should have done that. But I don't think that she should have taken it this far, especially if that was really your friend. But he was really never your friend. And I feel like from the beginning, she was always prepared to do something like this. And for me, I would never trust her. This should go to show you that she is never one to be trusted, because at the end of the day, any YouTuber, at any moment, a relationship with a YouTuber will be used as content. To me, this was her ace in the hole. This is for her, for me, I feel like she felt like James Charles was getting too far. He was growing into different levels. And in a minute, she probably wasn't going to be able to have much access to him because he probably was too busy, or he probably wasn't talking to her as much. He started developing his own life. And he probably wasn't around for her to talk to as much as she felt like he should have been, because in somewhere deep down, she feels like he owes her. And so I felt like with the Met Gala and the Coachella and different things, not to mention, this is why when he's doing this pop-up shop in Australia, this is a huge moment for him, she drops this video in the middle of that. We're talking about a person, this is not a person that does not know, this is not all by coincidence, this is not, you know, just by chance, this is a very strategic game. This is YouTube. She's YouTubing right now. And she probably felt like, you know what, it's time to pull the trigger on the James Charles beef. Let's go there. This is probably her biggest video yet. And this is her moment. And she was always going to use James Charles for a moment, whether it be as her permanent marketing team, or she was going to expose him and release and then be done with the friendship. But now she's going to be pushing her products, and now everybody knows who she is. She's the one who ended James Charles after she helped him so much. My thing is, don't help me, bitch. If you're calculating everything that you do for me, I mean, she was, and she kept talking about he's got hundreds and thousands and millions and millions and millions of dollars. Listen, why do you keep talking about my money? I don't understand a person that keeps talking about my money if money is not an issue. Why do you keep talking about my finances? I don't know. I mean, this is an unpopular opinion. People may not get it until it happens to you. James claimed he couldn't promote her vitamins because his followers were too young. Supplements turned around and promoted sugar bread. That's what's the breaking point. Listen, I understand that James did some slick shit too. He should have promoted her. I get that. I understand that 100%. He's not completely right in this by any means. He promoted her, and I feel like he lied and got paid. But I think he should have just told her, listen, it's about the money. I'm promoting Sugar Bear because they are paying me $100,000 to make a post on my Instagram. Girl, I will promote you too if you want to pay. She didn't want to pay James. She felt like James owed her. And you know what? If it were me, I probably would have shouted her out one time for the free too. I would have did it for her. I wouldn't have continued to shout her out for free, but I would have done it one time just so she would shut the fuck up and not expose me. But I feel like it was inevitable. She was going to expose him at some point because that just was her end game. Because at some point, James was going to have to pull away from her and be his own thing. He was not going to be there to be just her permanent marketing team. She wanted him there promoting her every day and being at her every beck and call. Why? Because she helped him get to a level of status. Listen, if you help somebody, that person doesn't owe you their life. If she wanted all of that, she should have just took her money from the top. Then all this could have been done. Take your money, girl, and go. Because what we're learning here is a lesson. Nothing is free in this world. People always want something. This was not free. And James Charles has paid for it. I'm not feeling that. I just feel like as an adult, as an elder, this I could see if the man was 25. He's 19 years old, girl. James Charles is gonna definitely bounce back from this. He's 19. He's gonna grow. Okay, he made a mistake. Any 19-year-old, this dude came from just being a regular person to a freaking celebrity millionaire in 2 years. I'm not going to sit here and hold you and act like I wouldn't change a little bit too. And it's not on purpose. It's just shit. Life is different. And everybody changes. Everybody changes, man. Success, money, people do change to a certain degree. But I don't think that there needed to be an expose. You bringing up a bunch of old shit that he's done and y'all talked about prior in the past and you holding things. That's like everything that they've talked about in private, she's been storing it for moments to use against him later. No, that's not cool. That's not cool. I get what you guys are saying, but my thing is that's not cool at all. I don't think that that's cool. I would never do that to somebody that I consider a friend, ever. I would never do that to someone that I consider a friend. There's no way that we're friends and that you love me and you try to put sexual predator, you try to put out that he's just, you didn't agree with what he wore at Coachella. Okay, who the fuck are you? Everything is so sexualized, so you're done. Okay, why are you? You have a man. My thing is, when you helped the boy get to where he was going to be, but you can't control the man's career. You don't own James Charles. Do you think Beyonce is upset if Kelly Rowland is promoting another R&B singer? No, because her shit is selling still. And again, that's the issue that I have with Tati. Tati's talking about, you know, I don't need promotion. I don't need this, that, and the third, because my stuff is selling like hotcakes. Then why are you mad? Why are you mad? Why are you mad then, girl? There's no reason to be. If your vitamins are selling, why do you care if James Charles is promoting another vitamin brand? Especially if you don't even pay for promotion like that. No, I watched that full video. So whatever y'all saying, I get it. But I watched that whole thing. She was on some bullshit, and I'm not with her with that. That wasn't cool. I'm not cool with that. So what do you guys think? People are so mad. My thing is this. They're talking about, do I know James Charles? Listen, at the end of the day, this is a 19-year-old with access and things like that. If you are really his friend, I'm not saying that the kid is perfect, but what I'm saying as an elder, first of all, you shouldn't even be befriended a kid. Okay, when she got with him, he was 17. So you in your 30s befriending a 17-year-old, that's already too far and weird anyway. So I don't know what you expected. You guys are not even going to be on the same thought process. Y'all not even going to be on the same frequencies. There's no way that you can have anything in common with a 17-year-old. And you can't expect a 17-year-old or a 19-year-old to think like a 40-year-old. That's not happening. That's not happening. Y'all talking like this man is like 25, 30, 35 years old. Like this is, he's a kid. He's learning. We all had to learn. He's learning. Some of you guys are way older than James Charles and do fucked up shit. Like how dare you guys sit around here and think that we're just supposed to crucify this 19-year-old. That's why I'm like, yo. Hate and the jealousy is really, really real, and the envy is really, really real. Listen, everybody makes mistakes, but because this dude makes a mistake, we should just end his whole career? I don't think that's cool at all. I'm not with that. I almost don't care what he did. Like, that's not cool. Somebody said, she said she helped him when he was problematic. So what did she think would happen? But I don't like him. I don't know. I just kind of feel like the dude is, I mean, shit, he's doing his thing. He's young. He's going to make mistakes. But for her, you went out and did a whole expose, like, he's a sexual predator. You talked about how much, you know, he didn't have this money to fly here. I flew him there. Put yourself in that position. Let's just really go there. Say you watching this video right now. I have something that you need. I help you build it from the ground up. And the whole time I'm writing notes, and I'm storing everything that I've done with you for you. You get successful, and then you make me upset because I feel like you did something that I didn't like. And then all of a sudden, I go and expose you to the world and let everybody know what I did for you. I gave you money on this date. I took you to my house on this date. I flew you here. I let you do this. Oops, and you said this. Like, come on. That was trash. I would never trust her. It was good entertainment. entertaining. But Tati is never somebody I would trust. That hoe would be under contract, or she would just be getting paid. Here, girl, don't do anything for me for free. Because we know you're counting it, you're counting it, you're calculating it. And at any moment, we know that you feel like because you did something for me, I owe you forever. So actually, I'd rather pay you now because I don't owe you shit. I'm just that kind of person. I don't like to let people do stuff for me for free or without them understanding. Listen, I don't owe you. You're doing this on your own. You want to do this for me, you're doing this, but I don't owe you anything. If you volunteer something for me, you understand that you volunteered that. Don't expect anything from me, or don't expect me to be obligated to do something for you because you volunteered something for me. That's not fair. Don't help me. I don't want it. I don't want it. Not if it's going to be an expose later. You can have it, girl. You can have it. I don't need it. No, I don't need anybody to do anything for me, and they're going to be holding it over my head, especially people that are doing things for free, because nobody is doing anything in this world for you for free. They have a vendetta, especially when they're in the same industry as you. They're usually helping you for you in the long run to help them. And the thing was, James has catapulted and taken off. And yes, he did get a little ahead of himself. And so this is her way of humbling him. But you don't humble him in front of the freaking world. Especially when you are damn near 40 years old. And he's 19. You twice his age. Like, girl, I ain't with that. I don't like stuff like that. I would never do that. That's not my thing. I don't like that. I think that was trashy. I don't think that was cool at all. All right. Let's take a call. 347-3364. You're live on the air.
Oh, hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, honey. Yeah, I'm just straightening up, but I was just listening to you, and happy Mother's Day to all the ladies in the chat. But
yes.
This is crazy. You know, I've been following the makeup community for about 3 years now, and, you know, James Charles is very talented. You know, he has a gift. Tati, you know, can't take that away from him. You know, you can help as a friend. You could be there, be supportive, and help, and she is a good person. Like, her channel is more review, you know. I trust her, like, with, you know, her advice on brands and what to get and things like that. James Charles, his platform is more teaching tutorials and things like that, you know. So he gives something different. All of them give something different, you know. And I love both of them, and it sucks to see this, you know. And she is older. She should know better. He is young, you know, and that predator stuff, it's been coming out before Tati, but she just, like, fucking put the stamp on this. You know, he is young and he is known. It's all in the YouTube streets and everybody is talking about it, the Gage thing, you know, him coming out. But my thing is, like, with that, he was like, oh, I'm trying to figure out my sexuality. It did look like he went for the Coachella ticket, you know, and my thing is, and even with the Me Too movement, and they are calling him the Harvey Weinstein of the makeup community, which is, like, a bad label.
Ridiculous.
It's, like, crazy. You know what I mean? But my thing is, like, why are they even, like, why are you hanging out with him? You know he's gay. And you know you're going for a reason. I would tell my homegirl, like, why are you taking these tickets if you know, you know, that it's a weekend, you know, the guy might push up on you. Why are you putting yourself in that situation if you're not interested in him? So supposedly Gage was trying to figure out his sexuality, and he went to the Coachella. He blew him up. James Charles blew, you know, had his commentary on it. But with Tati solidifying it, bringing up receipts. It's just now it's just looking really bad for him, and he's young. And I think what he always meant was a masculine man, more macho, you know. I don't think he was, like, literally trying to turn people out, because let me tell you, if you ain't interested, you get punched in your damn face.
Well, at the end of the day, here's the thing, like I said, the only reason why that James Charles is even maneuvering the way he's maneuvering with some of these men is because these men are taking the bait, and they're entertaining it, and they're, like you said, they're going to the Coachellas, they're taking the plane rides, they're taking the tickets, they're entertaining James Charles as well.
Yeah,
so let's be very clear.
And it was leading him on, you know, but he's young and he fell for it. But the makeup community clout is very different, because I'm in, like, three different YouTube communities. I'm in the Walking Dead community. I'm in my, you know, my gossip with you. You know, I love you, Armand, and all of my tea sippers and my wine drinkers. You know, I love y'all. Yeah, we all got drama on that side, too. But the beauty community is very it's like all about subscribers, the clout, and I'm not in the social media with the Twitter and all that. I usually just get my tea from YouTube, and the culture is very different. They're very young. Tana, Mojo, they all roll together. It's very clicky, but I have to say this, and I don't know how deep you into it, but Jeffree Star, I feel like, and I love him, he's a queen. He's the queen of the beauty community. You know, he owns his own makeup. And he was supposed to be on Forbes, and supposedly he turned it down, and Kylie Jenner took it. He actually came for Kylie Jenner. And the reason why beauty community respects him is because when he gives a review, he actually is not paid advertising. Like, he doesn't – he's like Tati. Like, he stands for his brands and what he promotes. Jeffree Star approved. But I feel like he was actually behind all of this Tati thing. Let me break it down, okay? Because Tati doesn't have the balls to bring all this stuff up. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's very sweet. Mm-hmm. She's very wholesome. She's very conservative as well. She does not curse. So with her saying that whole dick thing, that was like, clutch my pearls, girl. But if you know her, she's not like that. She has substance on her channel. So I think Jeffree had no particular beef with James Charles. I feel like he exceeded Jeffree Star in subscribers.
Yes,
he
did.
17 million. He is on 15, and he is very blessed, and he is very into his fans and things like that. But my tea is, like, I feel like he pushed Tati to do that, because the main person in the middle was James Charles. James Charles was close to Tati for 2 years. James Charles supported her recently with her brand and things like that, but Tati is upset about him promoting pills, the sugar bear pills. I understand that. That's completely understandable. But she also came after Manny on a sneak tip, because Manny MUA also promoted her stuff, but also promoted sugar bear as well. And then she sneak tip punched him in the gut when he was down in that drama that was happening last year. So she's very into promoting her brand, even though on the low she act like she's not. She is.
Right. And she is. Says, and she's very straighty and strategic and vindictive.
Don't let her act like you're not upset.
Let's not do that.
That's why you're upset. Yeah, absolutely. And she did that to Manny when he was down. She kicked him while he was down.
And I have to say it like this. Hold on. Let me just say it like this. And see, in our community,
sure.
You know, black people, we do things a little bit different, but the way she did it, this is the epitome of a classy white woman drag. Like, she got very nasty the way she did this. Like, she went and did
this
very nasty.
This
was
white
shade at white rich shade.
Like, she was so conservative.
Yeah.
Her nails was done, makeup on, sleep, you know what I'm saying? She's a fly, she's a bad bitch, and she's older, sophisticated.
But
I could actually watch her.
But she's going to, the white shade at the point where she's going to put sexual predator on you, going to have the whole world feeling like you're just this dark, devilish, like, wrong person. Then kind of threw shade at his family, at his mom. Like, you know, he just disrespects, talks about dick and sucking dick in front of his parents, and they let it fly. Like, she was throwing shade at everybody. That's what I'm like, this woman knows what she does. Then she goes on the slick side and starts promoting her vitamins. She knew what she was doing.
I think Jeffree gave her the courage to do it, and also Shane Dawson. Like, I feel like James is a little conceited. There is, you know, rumors that he's a little shady or whatever. But Everybody uses their money and their fame. Don't act like you don't walk into a restaurant and say, "Do you know who I am? I know you know who I am."
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Everybody has done
yeah.
a little. And he's 19. Let's cut him some slack. I don't feel like he's a predator. But before Tati is what I'm saying. He did have some allegations against him. There is receipts out there about him talking about straight men. But again, these are young white boys. They are developing. These are teenagers. But these white boys are also exploring as well, because why are you sending pictures to him? He's gay. He's an openly
right.
gay male who wears makeup. But again, this culture is about clout, and they know if they talk to James Charles, they will get more subscribers. That's why they do
mm-hmm.
cross-references and subscribers. That's a very big industry. Let's not sleep on the new beauty community. It's queenie. You get women together, queens together, money. Gossip.
It's a lot of money
I'm
over
here
there.
For it.
Yeah,
but
it's
they,
a lot.
You know, the canceled culture needs to stop, because you're ruining careers. It gets really, really dirty. Last year, it was about Manny MUA, Gabriel Zamora, Nikita Dragon, Laura Lee. But Jeffree Star knows how to crush careers. Don't freaking sleep on Jeffree. Let me tell you, all he has to do is tweet. And let me just bring this up, because I know you have other callers, because, you know, his mother's day or whatever. But Jeffree Star, I think he was upset about the Met Gala. Think about the connection.
Of course.
As soon as he went to Met Gala. Now, I have to say, I was not for his outfit. It did look very Coachella, and it wasn't what.
But
I was very
not
underwhelmed
about
with all
that.
Of the looks.
Hold on. It's not about that. Let me tell you something. That's why we're talking about all these, everybody on the beauty side, everybody's dragging James. Listen, James Charles is the Beyonce now of the fucking beauty industry.
Yes,
it happened overnight.
Yeah.
He is like.
In 1 year.
He's bigger.
In 1 year, I saw him grow.
And, you know,
he surpassed
Jeffree Star. He surpassed, like, and Jeffree Star was that guy. You know what I'm saying?
But Jeffree Star money is really long. Jeffree Star money is really long, but that clout is serious, and you know,
Jeffree
social
Star's
media
money is very long. But another thing, but Jeffree Star doesn't have on James Charles is James Charles is 19,
exactly.
making
and
big
they're
money.
They're way more social media savvy.
Yes.
You know, Jeffree Star, I remember him from the MySpace days. That's how deep I love the makeup community. He's from the MySpace days. Don't sleep on Jeffree. His ties are sickening, and he was even coming for Kylie Jenner. Where her makeup brushes being too goddamn expensive, and it's the same shit you can get for a different goddamn price, and she didn't like that shit. But he, and then Kat Von D, honey, her stuff is in, you know, JCPenney on sale for like $5. Like, he will crush your career. This is not Tati. This is not normal behavior for Tati. I think smaller channel. I don't mean to say smaller channel, but in the makeup community, 17 million, a 4 million following. Now she's up to 8 because of this, you know, Sister T scandal. Let's not sleep. If she had Jeffree Star behind her, who was at 15 million, she definitely got the balls to go against him. And she did say, "I was afraid of him." He's very social media savvy. Very. He knows how to manipulate. He knows about tweeting. He knows about advertising. He's a threat. He's a triple threat, and he's very talented, and it sucks to see that there's predator labels on him, but he does have receipts on that, and there are certain allegations. He needs to stop, but these are all teenagers around with entourages, and you know what I mean? Like, the fuel, the money, the access, these, you know, they live in their best life. And not bothered, and these teenagers are all over. You can't leave a comment with these teenagers. Let me tell you, they'll go for your throat. Honey, you sell something, they come for you. They're loyal fans, and this is crazy, but
I think that you hit something on the head when you said, because I think you understand the fact that yesterday when I was saying that, like, people are hating on him, people are like, no, you know, they're not hating, they want him to win. Listen, rich people can be jealous of each other, okay? Rich people can hate on each other. Other successful people can be envious of others. If you don't think Tati was a little envious of James Charles, she was. The Met Gala fucked everybody up. And a lot of people felt some kind of way about
that. Yeah, he was the first from the beauty community to do it, not from YouTube. But, you know, he also, James Charles, I also knew the CEO of YouTube. And if you noticed that her video was trending number one and that shit got taken down, that bitch is not even on, like, the bottom, completely taken off. I mean, her video's still there. But she was number one trending, and James Charles guy had so much reach. He also knew the YouTube lady, Susan. So, you know, she shut that shit down. She was like, Tati's getting too much clout off of this. This is crazy. But Jeffrey, he also tweeted Cunt Gala. And that told me on the sneak tip, nobody, because he's acting like he's not bothered. You know, he's saying, I'm in my vault, you know, trying on shoes, you know what I'm saying, living my best life.
Mm-hmm.
But you're bothered. And I think he was bothered from the Met Gala, because let me tell you, that picture that Jeffrey tweeted, he would have killed it in camp. That Met Gala theme, Jeffrey would have brung it. And I think he was salty, that James. I really, really think. And I think he was talking to Tati like, yeah, honey, yeah. You know what? I did notice some things about him.
Right,
you know, egging
her
on. And she's like, you know what? He has a bigger platform. So if I got him kind of on my side, why not? You know, and she had Shane Dawson, who's at like 20 million subscribers. It's very, and he's also dipping into the makeup community. And he's acting like he's not bothered or in, he's in it. And I think she's just wholesome. No one's going to see it right now, but she did crush him. He dropped like 2.5 million. I was nervous for him. I was like, I don't know. I hope he all right. Cause I know how serious it is with subscribers and that followers, and he has a base. And
hold on. Let me take another call, but I
want
to keep you here. I want to keep you on because you have a lot of insight, but I want to give some other people that maybe they can talk, and you, because you know a little bit more than me, so you're going to be my mediator today, okay? 312-3152, you're live on the air.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, what's going on?
Good. I do think that James is going to bounce back. He is only 19, and those 12, 14-year-old subscribers, they're going to forget it 2 weeks from now until the next scandal comes along. So I think he'll be fine. If he was a little bit older, if he was a little bit more seasoned in the game, it'd probably be a 50-50 chance of him bouncing back, but he will be fine. But I don't think Tati, because Tati, I think about Tati all messed up. Like, yeah, she doesn't have, like, 15 million followers, and she doesn't have as much reach as James, but her husband is like a big wig in entertainment. He was a VP at Motion Pictures, which is the studio house that makes all the big blockbuster movies. So it's like, if Tati wanted to be in those industry rooms, be in those events, go to the, you know, be at the Kardashian's house, I think she could find a way to get herself into those rooms. So I don't think from Tati it was a jealousy standpoint. It was just more so of like a series of things building up to this point. So, but there, I mean, she said in her video that the reason why she did it is because, you know, what Gabriel Zamora was the one who, like, you know, put some negative thing about her out there because of James, you know, his affiliation with James or something like that. So
Right. So let me stop you there. So, right. So my thing is this. If I was your friend and you're calling me bestie, and all Gabriel Zamora said was, girl, like, what, does he owe you his life because over some pills you're gonna be on the internet crying over vitamins? Like, he can't, like, what if you make a palette? He can't promote other palettes because you have a palette. Like, he can't promote other vitamins because she has vitamins, so he can't promote any other vitamins. Why does he owe her that? Why? Because she helped him get his career started and he didn't pay her for it. Like, he doesn't owe her that.
I don't think he owes her anything at all. I think it was just the simple fact of him making it seem like, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't want to be affiliated with Sugar Bear because I have a young following and I don't want them, you know, thinking that, you know, this is like something that they should be taking because they're so young. I think it was just kind of like the backhanded, like, yeah, I'm not going to promote this product, and then you end up promoting the product. I think that was kind of like, but I don't think that was like the primary reason why she was just like, you know, I have to put this video out there. I think it was just one of the many other things where it was like, you know what, this kid is 19, he's, you know, getting away with, you know, doing all these things, and it's like there's nobody in his corner really telling him to, like, really, like, hey, you need to stop. I realize you're young, you have a lot of money, but you need somebody in your corner saying, hey, like, this isn't cool. So I don't think that was, like, maybe that was like the boiling point, but I don't think that was like the primary reason why she just was like, okay, it's time to put this video out. And you
I
and
think
the
so.
Last caller could be right with and the last caller could be right with the Jeffree Star thing. Maybe Jeffree Star was in her ear, even though she probably, because again, I used to watch Coffee. Like, she was like one of the only people on the beauty side of YouTube that I used to watch, and she's one of those. She comes off as one of those people where it's like, I really need to do this. I just like doing makeup. You know, my husband's paid. I live a really, really good life, but this is something that I'm passionate about, and I just love doing it. But she's one of those few YouTubers that it's like, she doesn't really get paid to do sponsorships and stuff like that. She does here and there, but she doesn't promote stuff that she doesn't really believe in. And she'll tell
so
you that.
So again, though, my issue with this is, if Gabriel Zamora, you have the issue with him, and this is your friend, why would you go and build a career-ending video based off of something that Gabriel Zamora may have said? And you don't know for a fact if I told him this or not. This sounds like something that you've been wanting to do. This has been coming along. She's been building this. This is why she's kept documented every single thing that she has done for James Charles. She literally has it written down and stored for a moment like this, and she used it. She literally made everybody look at James Charles like he was just like this horrible person, and she was just this victim that did nothing but try to help him, and he got rich and famous and forgot where he came from. That's what she's trying to make it out to be. Like, he just, you know, got so rich and famous and got beside himself. And that's what makes me feel like there's a little bit of envy there, because we have to be real. Any 19-year-old that comes rich and famous is going to kind of feel themselves. I'm telling you this right now. If I come become rich and famous today, I'm probably going to talk a little different tomorrow.
And you're correct. And the thing is, it's like,
and that's just real.
If you watched her video, James agreed with everything she said. And I think from her standpoint, it's like, yes, you're 19, yes, you're a millionaire, but you still need somebody in your corner telling you, hey, no, you shouldn't be doing this. This is wrong. This, I mean, move a little bit differently. Hey, you have a young following. I don't think he has anyone in his corner telling him, hey, stop. Like, you can't just be going out here doing anything and everything you can because you're this huge beauty influencer. And I think that's where Tati was coming from. Again, it's like, Tati doesn't need any of this. Like, Tati comes up, if all the people that actually watch Tati on a regular basis, Tati comes up as like, I just love doing this. I have a good lifestyle. My husband is this big wig in entertainment. It's like, I just do this because I love to do it. Like, I don't really need any of this. I don't want to be in any of these industry events. I don't care about any of that. I just like doing makeup, point blank, period. And I think with her, again, it's like, it's coming from like, hey, you're 19, you're a millionaire. You know, you're making all these mistakes. You're doing all these things. There's nobody in your corner really telling you to stop. So, hey, if this is going to be that video for you that, like, makes you reevaluate the way you're moving, then here it goes.
All right. Thank you, caller. Okay, one more. Bye. Okay, let's take another one. And some people are saying, Armand, you don't know exactly what's going on. Listen, I know I'm not in the beauty community, right? So I'm not going to go into the ins, outs, this, that, and the third, but I'm very sharp. I'm very clever. I'm very witty. I'm not dumb. So I don't have to know what these people were doing from the first time they jumped on YouTube. I can watch that video, and I can put two and two together. It's very clear. She's frustrated because he promoted another brand. She helped him out. She says she had receipts stacked. I don't need to know from the beginning of time that she was watching and calculating and writing down everything that she did for him, because she has receipts stacked. She went and edited a whole video showing the relationship that her and James Charles had, even so far as pulling up text messages from the beginning of their relationship. Very clear that she's YouTubing right now. You don't have to know, like, where that, that's the thing. People on the creative side, on the other side, see, it's one thing to be one of the subscribers and just be watching, so you have your favorites and you have your bias and you have your thought process. But I'm talking about from a side of being a creator and having people and having mentors or having people want to work with you or building things, and people telling me, no, I don't want you to pay me, don't pay me. And I'm like, no, I should pay you. People are saying no. And then they feel like I owe them X amount of time or X amount of this because they decided to help. No, you don't owe that. So although I'm not directly in the beauty community, I do know when something doesn't sit right. And this to me is not right. Tati is not innocent in this, especially in the way that she did it. Is James Charles perfect? No. It's not. But is this what a friend would do? And anybody that's justifying the way that Tati handled this, like she is a real friend, then I would just like to see if your friend did this to you, how would you feel? Because a person that exposes, friends don't do this. Friends don't expose. They fall out and they go their separate ways. Friends do not expose. Friends don't take things to social media. Period. That just is not real life, not real friends. Now, friends that are trying to get something out of something, YouTubers, yeah, because there's no friends on YouTube. I would never trust a person on YouTube. And it doesn't matter what sector you're in. There's no friends on YouTube. Let's take another caller. 813-0337. You're live on the air.
Hi. So, yeah, I think you're completely right and justified in how you view this. I think because people want to say, oh, you know, they knew Tati or whatever. I think you're looking at it with eyes of wisdom because at the end of the day, there was an age gap already. Why are you, you're in your 30s, late mid-30s or late 30s, it doesn't matter. But you befriended somebody who's not even in their 20s, who doesn't even know themselves, you know, enough to know what's right or wrong. He's 17, now 19, and we're trying to throw him under the bus? Does she not understand that she does know? She does know at her age that a label will stick. Now, he was better off. He was better off not having her help from the beginning, period.
Yeah.
Because look at where he is now. He's worse off than where he was when he met her. When he met her.
And
she's
going
to go on to the sunset. She got a rich husband, whatever. But this young man, good or bad, and we all know what he did was wrong. Point blank, period, wrong. But at the end of the day, he's still got how many more years ahead of him to change, to get to know himself, to get to know the world. He had 2 years of fame, and you expect him to be where you're at in your mid-40s and obviously not doing well because you came at him and said that he was doing better than you. And it shows. For the rest of us who have some life experience, we could see through this mess. It's for the teeny boppers who want to be like, oh, he should have known better. Did you know better before you're 20?
Right.
Before you're 20?
Right.
Get the hell out of here. Excuse my language. I don't know. I'm sitting back, and I'm just so upset because it's like this young man didn't get a chance, and now he's got this label he's going to have to fight for the rest of his life. He would have been better off being not known and not known associated with this label if that's, in fact, what was going on. Let him grow up and grow out of it and make a name for himself and not have something like this attached to him. I'm just disgusted.
And and this lady knowingly, because it's you can tell, first of all, when
it's obvious, honey.
The way she set everything up was so beautifully done, I will say.
You know, she came in with the what? What? My hair, my makeup is done. And she just sat back and saw the subscribers go up. And I've been watching too, and I'm just like you because I'm not emotionally attached to either one of them, so I can see it for what it is. I can see wrong on both sides. And so it's like it's nothing to me. I don't gotta feel bad for this lady. I don't. You know, I don't. Okay, you're doing well in life, that's great. But when you look back and you say that you counted every single thing you did for this young man in the name of help, then no, I agree with you. He would have been better off cutting you a check from day one.
Yes.
And making a name for his own damn self. He don't owe her anything but a thank you and, like I said in your chat, a prayer, okay? He didn't owe her anything. He wanted to promote vitamins, and he didn't tell you ahead of time, okay, I can see why he could be hurt. But you're talking about putting a label on this young man that he might not be able to outlive in 20 years.
Right.
When he want to search his name, it's going to be up there first. Over all his other accomplishments, such as the Met Gala, you put something like this on somebody's name, and you didn't have any facts. Do you have anything like a police report? Do you have a police report? Something that holds up in a court somewhere. Exactly. This is just based off your opinion. It's not good enough. And you sat back all that time and watched this happen to this person, and you didn't do anything before the Met Gala. Honey, we see you.
Right. Well, and that was my issue. If he was so offensive at your dinner or that party when all your friends...
At your birthday dinner? Was your birthday dinner... What? Boy,
and
you better say that.
Then you had to go and tell all, you had to go call all your friends and apologize
what?
For him.
Okay.
So when,
you just
when
so happened
he...
to do that after Met Gala, after the pop-up shop in Australia. You just so happened to remember, oh, yeah, you're a predator. No, boo-boo. You was holding on to that mess since day one, square one, when you was going to pull up and serve it on a platter and destroy this young man. And it ain't right.
Yeah.
And she forgot.
Yes.
She forgot that God sit on the throne. Okay. Today's Mother's Day, boo-boo. Okay, and he called you mother at one point. He was calling her mom in those videos. That's how close they were. That was not how a mother, you and a mother would not count how many good things she does for you. She would not count how many good things she does for you and shove it back in your face. If you got a good one, then you know that a mother would do out of her heart, and that's the end of it. You know what I'm saying? She's not going to put it in your face. So, oh, no, I think divinely, when you look at it that way and you take your feelings out of it, for either one of them, you could see clearly what's going on. Yeah, he was wrong. He was wrong. He need to grow up. He need to work that mess out in some therapy, whatever it is, he need to work it out. But at the end of the day, she her fingers ain't clean. They ain't clean. And she's going to have to answer it. It's all going to come out in the wash. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Eventually everything's going to come out. And people are going to start seeing her for what she – when you do stuff like this, and this is a character flaw. This isn't the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, honey. It's going to come out.
I would never trust her. I would never be
That's
her
what
friend,
I'm saying, honey.
Ever.
That's what I'm
saying. I would
saying.
Never
They're
trust
gonna be
her.
Looking at it with some but James was wrong, but I see you know how to work it so that even if you're wrong, people aren't gonna see it for what it is.
Yes.
But I'm just so
She's
happy.
YouTube
I'm just so happy that you
finest.
Saw it, honey.
Yes.
What?
This is
friendship
is,
was
you,
nowhere
on.
To be found.
Yes, this lady is YouTubing. She used her whole relationship. She felt as though James, she wasn't gonna get the right amount of clout off of James that she was expecting. And so she pulled the ultimate ace in the hole. This was always her ace in the hole. This was always her in her back pocket. This was in her back pocket, and she played it. She played this
she
card.
Played it. She played it beautifully.
Played this card.
But she forgot. She forgot that when she play your cards, you better have something else
it's
in
done.
Your pocket. Okay,
yes,
it's a
the
wrap.
Card is played.
Okay,
it's a wrap.
Let them subscribers come. You forget that when as soon as you, the quicker you fall, you the quicker you go up, the quicker you fall. You know what I'm saying? The quicker you go up, those aren't fans that actually are there for you because they like what you do. They just like that you're messy. But the soon so that means that when somebody else points out your mess, they're gonna like that person too, right? And they're gonna drop her. This is not they're not there because when you see it, he lost them subscribers, and you can actually almost subtract the ones he lost and add it to her new count.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not there because they actually like you, honey. They're there because you're messy, and you better hold on to that mess for however remainder. And if that's not who you really are, or somebody else can point out your mess, you're gonna drop as soon as you the higher you go up out of some fake mess. It's easier to bring you down. It don't make no sense. She would have been better off coming at him on a personal note and saying, "Look, I got
Absolutely.
A pride. I'm not gonna put you out there publicly, but this is where
Absolutely.
I stand." Then to do this mess, then you better have clean
this
hands.
This was a strategy.
Oh yeah.
This was a strategy.
Oh yeah, and I'm so grateful that somebody sees it.
Somebody, honey,
you're the only person. Nobody else is putting it out there like that, and I thank you for it.
You're the only person that's actually talking to me, like that's getting the fact that it's deeper than just the makeup. That's
why
I'm talking about it. Because it has nothing to do about makeup.
Oh,
no,
it's nothing.
It's
it could have been anything.
Line.
It could have been anything. It could literally could have
been
anything.
Anything.
You know what? He wasn't wearing the right shade when I saw him at the makeup. It could have been anything. She wants to make it as gummies. And I think that Gabriel was onto something when he said, guys, this thing's going on in the world. There's people who can't eat. You know, that there's a whole continent's for poverty. And we're talking about gummies. Hair, beauty, you know, and I'm not to knock her hustle, and that's not what I'm trying to do, but I think he was trying to say, like, there's bigger things going on. Like, it's not, it's just gummies is what it is right now, but at the end of the day, this lady's still doing well. They both are. So
then
why did this come out suspiciously?
Hold on. And I want people to know that this, see, it doesn't matter about James Charles being right or wrong. The thing is, you have to understand, yes, James Charles was wrong. He admitted to being wrong. But I don't think that he was prepared for his friend or someone that he called mom to completely annihilate him like this. And she knew that she would be the only person that was able to do something like this because she has the credibility. She has the credibility, the association. So people would believe it. That's why when I watched that video, I seen how she built her case. She built it up showing how much she promoted him. She told that story of how she promoted him and got him so much money, and she just kept referencing his money, he's a millionaire. He's using his money, his power, his influence. And she also said, you know, I was a little sad that I hadn't been on his page, and when he finally put me on his page, it only benefited him. So this, she's not just some humble lady. She wants the clout too, and she felt the way about James' success, especially since he wasn't outwardly shining her and sharing the platform and sending people her way. So she feels like she was used because she had more subscribers than him in the beginning. She had more money. And now he's rich, famous, more subscribers, getting exclusive invites, doing promotions, getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. And he can't answer the phone for her all the time. And she feels used. So now she just is going to build a whole expose video on him and completely exploit him for her own personal gain, because she feels like he owes her something because she helped him out of the kindness of her heart. And he never paid her, and she never asked for money because it wasn't about money. But really, it was about money. It was about something, because nothing in this world is free.
Why? Where would that energy of wanting to expose somebody come from, unless you were doing it from a place in your heart where you actually really cared about that person and you wanted to see them do well? Where does that energy come from? Because they didn't promote you one time? No, she made those decisions as an adult to say, I'm going to promote this person. Well, she should have made it as an adult. I'm going to promote this person regardless of whether or not they want to promote me in the future. That's where you do it from. That's where it should have came from. But it didn't. It said, I'm going to promote you, but you better not get bigger than me. And he did. And then that's when it was a problem. Of course, that's when it was a problem. When he's at the height of his career, that's when he said, you know what, I need to bring him down to my size, or even worse,
right,
less than me. Because that's where she always wanted him to be, regardless. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to help you, but I'm not going to make you better than me. And now that you are,
period.
Oh, no. You're not taking,
yes,
my calls? You're not doing what,
yes,
I told you to do? Oh, it's a problem. Now I got to bring you down to size or even smaller than me. So you know what? It's,
yes,
fine. Let everybody figure it out for themselves, because this is a situation where you got to have some wisdom to see it. But, you know, I'm just grateful that there's another voice out there. What? Yes, I do. And just stay strong in that. Don't let people sway you on it, because you're speaking from life experience. This isn't about gummies,
yes,
honey. These people are rich.
No.
She's not losing,
no,
money from these gummies.
She's not losing money.
Well.
They're both rich. So it's not about money.
That's what I'm saying. Never.
This is deeper than that. Like, it's not about,
yep,
the gummies. It's about the strategy and the fact that,
yep,
this lady, let's think about it. She knew how to write deals. She knew how to get millions in
his
pocket.
That's what I'm saying.
If you don't think that,
yep,
this lady is not smart and calculated enough and have the knowledge to know that James Charles is not even thinking the way that she is right now, just for the simple fact that she has age and wisdom over him, like,
yep,
this was a,
oh, yeah,
very corporate, strategic, like, career-ending,
yes,
like,
yep,
kind of speak out. This was like a Me Too movement. Like, she,
yeah,
really,
exactly,
tried to go for the end game. Like, this was
for
low.
The end game.
Like, this,
and that's
was
what
low,
I'm saying.
Low,
when
low,
you look
low,
at
low,
it, and you could take the feelings from it,
very
you
low,
could say, you know what,
very
he was
low,
never, he was better, like, off not even accepting the help. Because look at where he's at now. He's got the,
yeah,
label on him. You Google his name, and this, nobody's talking about Met Gala, good or bad, what he wore. Nobody's talking about that. This is the only thing he's going to be known for. You know, God forbid, we can only pray that that's not what happens, but it is what it is right now. And that's unfortunate. He would have been better off being who he was before and building his own name, you know, and that's,
yes,
unfortunate. Nobody's seen it from that perspective, that somebody at 19 is going to be labeled this. Where's the court documents? If this came out in court and all of a sudden then we can only face facts. But we're basing it off, you know, it's wrong.
But if you really break it down, it's not even that serious. He's just flirting with some boy, like he's shooting a shot.
Yeah,
and they accepted it.
And they said, you know what, thank you for the Coachella tickets. You know, thank you for the clout. I appreciate it. You know, so where's their sense of responsibility? And if they did have partners, you know, then, you know, it isn't right for them either. So, and that's not to excuse him. He was wrong. You know, he was still wrong. He still has to be accountable for his actions. But, you know, we can't say that these people didn't manipulate their way in too, and say, let me get something out of it. You know, he's got stuff that I want, money, clout, you know, whatever. So, you know, it's just unfortunate, because it's like he's not even in his 20s where you really get to figure out who you are. It's just,
well, now they're saying
it's
Jeffree
terrible.
Star is, you know, co-signing. Now, listen, I'm not that far in the beauty community, but I know that Jeffree Star is huge in that industry. But I only thing I would have to say is if he's playing like that behind the scenes, this all goes to that Met Gala, and it all goes to the fact that James Charles is the hottest
influencer
in the fucking beauty industry on
YouTube.
Yeah,
where was Jeffree's invitation in Met Gala?
Person.
Oh, yeah. Jeffree's like, where's my invitation? What you mean you invited this new, you invited a newbie on the block, but you didn't invite the, you know, and I think you're right. The first person, the first caller was right when they said that, you know what, Jeffree's jealous. It's obvious because at the end of the day, he's like, I control things. And I think he does to a certain degree. And for them to snub him, because that's what it is, you know, he didn't get an invite. And it, I would honestly not, I don't say not blame him, but I can understand why he'd be upset. He's still wrong, you know, because he knows that, what this is doing to a young career, to a young person's life, his life. Let's forget about career. What about his name? What's his name going to be worth?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, he would have been better off not knowing any of these people and or cutting that lady a check and saying, okay, here's your money.
I don't owe you anything.
But a prayer and a thank you and keeping it booking.
I'm so glad
but
you
it's unfortunate.
What I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. And I want you to stay strong in that. Because you're the only one. I've been researching since yesterday because I said, what's going on with all this buzz about? And there's nobody else who's thinking like you. At least the 2 million people that dropped him are going to, you know, did you all think about whether or not you can balance this out? Do you research? You know, and it's not to even say, because I am not caping for this dude, that he was completely in the 100% right. But come on, people's hands ain't clean.
Well, and
you
that's
know,
why
in the
I'm
buttermilk.
Able to talk about it, because I really, at the grand scheme of things, I'm not in the beauty community, so I don't give a shit about James Charles or Tati, but I'm looking at the principle like, whoa, she really played a game of chess right now.
Played
that
a game
was
of
a
chess.
Chess move. That was ultimately chess move, and I don't think James Charles was ready for that. But he wasn't
Because
that.
He's young.
But she was,
he wasn't.
Yeah, because he's young. But she knew from the beginning she was capable of doing that. That's why she never asked for money. Because she was always going to do that. It was always going
to
come
out. Like,
I'm
going to hold on to these receipts. Yeah. Why text message? You putting text messages out there? No, that's somebody who's conniving.
From two
that's calculating.
Years ago?
And it's like,
from
it's like,
a, ago?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I don't got messages from last week, the way my phone
Come
is set
on.
Up. You know, in the way in the way that I am personally, you just don't hold on to stuff like that, especially if you know the person is growing. But who's looking at you as a predator? You're in your 40s, hanging out with, and her husband
was
right to say that. And I don't, with a 17-year-old, that could give a lot, that gives me the side eye. What are you doing
you
with a 17-year-old?
You're not friends.
Oh, please. Yeah. Oh no, that's not a friendship, because what are you guys talking about? There's not enough. There's too much life experience between y'all. You see what I'm saying? And you're the only person that does. That's why I was like, let me call
because this
is some crazy mess that's going on out here. And they really about to. I mean, it's tragic. It's like watching a modern day Julius Caesar. You know, et tu Brutus. You know, she stabbed him in the back and he didn't see it coming. And it's just like. Well, I hope he can, you know, by the grace of God, you know, get the rest of his career going still. But, I mean, that's a hard label. In a Me Too world, sexual predators with no court documents? Come
on. But Tati knew the power of that label.
Yeah, and now everybody's – Kim Kardashian dropped him. The whole Kardashian clan dropped him. You know,
well,
like, come
so,
on, that's a hard
so, well,
fall.
Here's the thing. Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, caller. A lot of people know exactly what we know about why she's doing it, and we're clever enough. I think the Kardashians understand. Even Morphe, understands. But in a Me Too world, they all have businesses to run. So even though they know that she's playing a game of chess, the subscribers, the viewers, they're putting their pressure on anybody that's affiliated with James Charles. So even if the people that are affiliated with him know that Tati is bullshitting and she's just playing the game right now, for the sake of their own brand, they have to drop James Charles because they cannot afford to lose money in this bullshit. So they can't look like...
And, you know, anybody corporate lawyer would tell them that. Yeah, anybody would tell them that. Look, you got a brand to protect, and this guy's he's a little iffy right now, you know, and it's like, I get that's your friend, but, you know, and they got mouths to feed, too. They got a career, you know, they got a career and brands to protect. So at the end of the day, you're absolutely 100% right. They could only distance themselves, you know, and it's a shame because it's like nobody's really giving him a chance to, you know, to speak out. And it's not even because he's right, but it's because this lady did not do right. And it's like your hands were never clean. So it's just, we're all just going to have to see how this plays out. But I just wanted to commend you for having the opinion that you did, because it's not out there, and it's, you're looking at it because you, from wisdom, you know, and it's, and because you don't have that emotional tie. Oh, you know, that Tati doesn't really act like that. Really, do you know her? Do you know her?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Come on now, because when you look at it with some objectivity, she ain't right. You know, and her age could be a problem too, if we want to talk about ages. You know, and that 40-year-old and 17-year-old, that's your best friend, really? You know, save for the fact of his sexuality, then they would be looking at you kind of funny too, right? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because you got a husband? Okay. All right. Well, that's never stopped people before. And I'm going to get off.
All right. Guess, thank you. Thank you.
You know, but I just want to commend you. Stay strong, honey. You ain't wrong.
All right. All right. Bye. All right. Let's take one more. We've been on here. 646-9911. You're live on the air. Hello? Okay, they got ready. 203-9309, live on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's
going
on?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, Armand, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Wow, I'm good. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Wow, what is left to say? Because basically the last caller just like hit it right there on the head. I agree with you. I really totally agree with you. This is a mess. That's not a friend, first of all. It's not a friend. That was a bag to her. That was somebody that she could have came up, you know, she was thinking I'm going to come up on. She got really upset to the fact that, you know, oh, he didn't do the my pills, he did the gummies, you know, and did her little crying and everything, but then she had to do a second video to kind of bash him and bring out this whole pedophile type of thing, because now it's not even about the gummies, it's about the pedophile thing. I don't know neither one of them. I really don't, but I do know that James was a really, you know, big, successful person in the makeup, you know, say, industry. But at the same time, it was like, okay, let me, you know, say, look into this. And when I started to look into it, I was like, wait a minute. This ain't got nothing to do with gummies. This got something to do with pedophile, because now you're killing his character along with his career. Do you see how many subscribers are, like, unsubscribing from it? It's ridiculous. How, and okay, I am going to touch the subject of how you going to call him a friend at the age that you are. I am 39 years old. If I'm friends, if I'm supposed to be friends with a 17-year-old, I'm looking at him as my son. I'm not looking at him as my friend. So that was like wrong right then and there. That's not, that doesn't even happen. That's no.
Right.
But you know, she really tarnished him. She really did it, and she did it very slick in a very classy way. A very classy way.
Very and strategic.
Yes, definitely. And I mean, everybody touched on everything. So it was like, you know, I'm like, you know, I have nothing else left to say, because that last caller really did bring it. But, you know, you're right. You're absolutely right. Everybody has to understand that he is young. He's going to do some, you know, say some messed up things. He is, you know, rich and he's famous and everything. But at the same time, teach him, you know what I'm saying, bring him behind closed doors and talk about the pills thing and all of that. You don't need to blast that on social media. When you do things like that, you're looking for attention. You're trying to draw something in. But then when she saw what it drew, then she did that second video to draw even more in.
Even more in.
When I Googled his name, all the stuff, but nothing but pedophile. It had nothing to do with pills. You and someone else were speaking about the pills, and I was like, wait a minute. There's two different things going on. But that's what's really going to be killing him, is that pedophile thing. It's like, you know, him trying to get with, you know, married guys, straight guys, and
but
things like that.
But but outside of even the pedophile in the pill, the supplemental pills, I think the bigger issue is that it's nobody's like really just saying is Tati felt like James Charles owed her his career.
Yes, that's why I said they can't, there's no friendship.
No, he was going to have to owe her for the rest of his life because she helped him.
It was
in
a
the
contract.
Moment, it was a contract because she never was paid. So she felt like he was supposed to be this loyal thing to her. And if she didn't want him to promote this brand, he shouldn't do it because she helped him.
Absolutely. And I totally agree with that. That was nothing but a contract set up, and he should be able to move on and do other things and bigger things, because
yeah.
if you are a true friend, you're going to clap your hands for that friend. You're going to say, you know what? Yes, let me help you get to that person and get to that person and make you bigger. Whatever he does and whatever causes his own downfall, let that be on him, because all of that stuff right there, they were talking about it before. I did see some old videos on it, but at the same time, that's something that should have been brought out by something else, because what's done in the dark is going to come to the light, not a so-called friend bringing it out to the light. You get him some help. You take him and you take his family behind closed doors and say, you know what, let's get him some help on the issue that he may have with dealing with, you know, straight guys and things like that. You know, you're he's sexual. You come on now, 19, come on, you're bloomed. You know what I'm saying? You're hitting the world like that. But Tati dead wrong. She's dead wrong, and I hope people can really see what she really did, because I don't believe she really went for just for his career. She went for his character, because when
yeah.
you have something like that labeled on you, it's hard to take that out. And I think the only way for him to bounce back is just living his truth and say, you know what, I do have a problem, but this is what I'm going to be doing about it. Because I have never seen, I've seen people lose subscribers. He's still losing subscribers right now as we're talking. And I fear for him, because that can make somebody go into a corner and not want to come out. And I hope that he has a positive team around him to say, you know what, F her. She was only using you. When she see that you got big, when she see that you're getting money, and she's not doing as well as she should in her 30s, late 30s,
or she doesn't feel like he is supporting her or promoting her like she did him in the beginning, now that he has a platform.
But why if you do something good for somebody, why do you expect something back? You're not
supposed
to. Because
there's nothing free in this world. That's why he
yep,
is
I heard
a hater.
You say that. I understand that. And then that's why I said there was absolutely never no friendship right then and there. It was only what? The business.
Mm-mm.
And that's exactly what it is. And it's unfortunately that James was a victim, because I do see him as a victim of all of this, because he's still young. He's still young. But, you know, keep speaking it, because I'm telling you, I didn't know nothing about this. I was kind of laying on side of Tati. I was like, wait, wow, why does boy do this? But then when I started seeing it, I started listening to you, because I do listen to you. I may not comment all the time, but I do listen.
Mm-hmm.
I started saying, wait a minute, Armand got some good insight here. No, let me go and look at something in a different type of way, in a different perspective,
yeah.
because
yeah.
this didn't make no sense. This woman destroyed his character. Like, there's no coming out of that. When you Google his name, that's all you see is him trying to get with these different men. That's messed up. That's wrong.
And what I'm saying
that's
is, Tati did a she did a phenomenal job putting together the presentation to go in her favor. But you have to be a sharp
yes.
and a clever individual that has vision beyond sight. So you can see
because
past
she knows the business.
Bullshit. She knows the business. The way that she
mm-hmm.
even edited that video, first of all, the way that she even set up this fucking layout was phenomenal, because she started with the Instagram. If you don't think that this video was already in motion before she got
mm-hmm.
into that Instagram video, you're crazy. This was a whole rollout. This was
exactly.
a rollout. And it strategically dropped
mm-hmm.
now. It strategically dropped now, post Met Gala, and while he's on tour in Arizona at his first pop-up shop. Why would,
yes,
why would
and
you,
this,
like, this was
mm-hmm.
all strategic.
It's crazy, because they have now something on live where you can watch his followers dropping and hers gaining. And I'm like, what type of bleep is this? Like, are you
yeah.
serious? Like, this is a game. Oh, no, 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 no. Please cover yourself, Armand. You have a great head on your shoulders. No, do not
Thank
catch
you.
Anybody on those YouTube streets. Absolutely not. Stick to your straight up business, because that's exactly what they're doing. Because as soon as you get close to them, and as soon as you don't do something that they want you to do or something that they don't like, they're going to, you
expose
know, try to devour
me.
You. Exactly.
Yes.
Expose you,
no friends,
because they want to know your dark secret. No. I mean,
because
come
everything
on now.
Everything and
you...
everybody is content. That's the
yes,
what
yes,
it is.
And that's so sad, because I watch his videos and I'm like, he is so talented. I'm like, dang, he got a great gift. He has a mm-hmm. gift, and on top of that, he's beautiful, or she's beautiful. I'm sorry, but you know what I'm saying. I'm like, what in the world would make somebody want to devour them? Oh, I get it. It's the coins. That's exactly what you want him out of the competition, because you didn't get that ticket to Met Gala. Jeff didn't get that ticket to Met Gala. Guess who went to Met Gala? He did. She did. And I'm like, you know what? Mm-mm. it's not right. So, you know, yes, just keep preaching on the good preach, because I'm telling you, you woke me up because I didn't know what was going on. And I hate when people try to tell me something about somebody that I don't know. And I'm like, wait a minute, this can't be, you know, saying I need to find out what's going on. But it's just really sad. And I hope that he can, you know, regroup from all of this and come up out of it.
Yeah.
But he does have to live in his truth, because he does have a little bit of a problem. And that's understandable.
Yes.
You're growing.
Yes.
You're going
He's
to grow.
He's 19 years old.
Exactly. And they have to understand that. But he's dropping like hotcakes. I'm scared, like, maybe next week he may be down to nothing. And I hope that's not it. I really don't. But thank you for having me on your show.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Yeah, so we're going to end that here. So I'm glad you guys came in.